You see that vast dark surface, a pool. On the side where you're standing, there are safe, firm tiles. On the other side of that pool of dark liquid, a nearby depth marker says it's only a couple feet deep, but on the other side you see safe, cool tiles. And in between you and that place, you already coated and blanked, you already ready and willing, there is that pool. So you step foot down the little set of stairs. Your foot touches that dark material. And, soaking through even what is already on you, the darkness fills you with warm, inviting caress. Never thought your toes and the sole of your foot could feel so sensual. Never thought that material could penetrate what is upon you, find its way into body and brain and make you shiver. But it's as if it's resonating, vibrating, as if whatever darkness rests in that rested place, that down low warmth, it vibrates right through you and becomes part of the core of you, and then your other foot is already in it. At first, the goal was to cross, but now the goal is just to see if it gets deeper. One foot, then another, on dark stairs descending down into a darkness inky and invasive and warm. The warmth within it penetrates to the core of you and makes certain systemic bodily responses you thought were forgotten, overtake you. You know you'll be rewarded if you manage to cross that lake of dark, invasive, coating, simple latex intrusion. But thinking thoughts like that became impossible the moment your toes were dipped in. There is only moving forward, an automation in both feet, in your legs, in your lower thighs. Now in the upper, moving forward, you step onto the second stair. It is surprisingly easy to feel the bottom surface, despite the viscous nature of the material you're moving through. It moves clearly and comfortably over your feet, over your ankles, allowing you to walk forward, step after step, stride after stride, into inky darkness that invades your mind with its influence, its warming, welcoming purity. You know the pool is only so deep. And so stepping forward until not just your ankles, but all the way up to your knees is covered, feels like the most natural thing in the world. You wonder what it would be like if you were a little deeper, if that dark coating were all the way up to your neck, or were brushing the back of your head, or if you were laying back and floating in it. But step after step brings that darkness inky, sliding, sticking, adhering, all the way up past your knee, a double and second coating that fills you with some warm chemical bliss that tells you everything's fine. Walking forward, slow, insidious, mindless, your mind itself fading out until you are just a body swaying left and right, forward and back, automatic and carried. You shiver with the pleasure of it, but you walk forward, further and further, obtaining what you already wanted, which was knowledge and warmth, tingling, sparking, aching, arching warmth. You arrive, after two more steps, at the one-quarter way mark of the pool. Its darkness is coating up to your knees now, shivering and squeezing there, and you feel a shivering, squeezing warmth move a little higher, some spot between your legs, some spot in your diaphragm, clenching, squeezing, shivering, invasive and warm. You stand there at the one-quarter done mark. Your entire body is warm, but the spot up to your knees is warmest. Invasive, squeezing, sticking, mindless, dark. The scent and taste and feel inside your head is one of pure submission. You just let the waves. You hadn't realized there were waves at first, but there are. The waves of darkness forward and back inside that pool invade your mind, your legs, your limbs, your brain, all of you invaded and controlled. And it is so good. You commence moving once more, knowing that every step will let more of that current, more of that forward and back flow into your body. You begin walking toward the halfway point, knowing that the shivery pleasure in you is building, the tension in your buttocks, your back, the curve of your back. You're being kept upright only by your desire for more pleasure. Step, step, step. Striding forward, walking slowly, feeling your mind leak, step, step, mindless, aching, throbbing desire has now manifested in your system in every shivering step. Every walking forward, every moment of doing that is enough to make your eyes roll back. You are caught, gripped in the facility here, in the place here where there are smooth tiles at the bottom of an inky, dark, corruptive pit, and your toes are brushing against them, and no matter what tries to get in the way, nothing gets in the way of that dark, invasive, black substance covering you in warm chemical knowledge and bliss. You walk forward, and your mind is dragged forward slowly. Indeed, the warmth has now gone above your knees, despite the fact that your knees are all that is submerged. Even at only a few feet deep, the dark substance in the pool can coat your body and brain through your nervous system. Above your feet, above your legs, above your knees. The warmth is now rising between your legs. It begins to rub and rub your thoughts into your brain until all there is the smooth, shiny, dark surface wrapped up in so much pleasure, so highly charged with how you feel. All you can do is walk forward, stride forward into more dark, mindless, twitching control. And the more forward you go, the more under you get. Your knees, and now the warmth is above them. It's between your legs and in your brain, following the nervous system connection, telling you that when that dark latex coating is present, submit, submit. The tides of the pool, the throb of your mind. All concern is being massaged away in that vibration, that tiny vibration that is present in the liquid of this larger body of latex drug-like influence. You know what it's trying to do to you, but on some level you remember there's a reward if you make it across. And after all, you're heading toward the middle. If it gets deeper toward the middle, it must get shallower as you walk toward the other end, deeper and deeper. You continue to stride forward, footstep after footstep, on to the path. There is a path made of differently textured, differently shaped stone under the latex coating, and so you walk a little further until you reach the midway point and pause, breathing ever so deep. You are halfway, and that warm, drug-like haze has risen to the halfway point of your body, risen up to where you just feel it just above your waist, warm, pulsing, a desirable sensation. You want it to continue. You want it to keep going. You want your mind to keep being washed away in the tides, in the dark vibration. And so you keep going. You try to will your legs to move, but inside of you something is being rubbed. A part of you too deep in your body for fingers to touch is being rubbed by the vibrations from that dark medium. Even though it's only coating up to your knees, it's still darkly vibrating some part of you that is behind your belly, some part of you that is between your legs, vibrating, buzzing, until thoughts become difficult. You try to think thoughts, but it's like pushing a thought up from the darkened latex surface of your mind. There is only too much resistance and too much pleasure, and so you keep walking. You keep moving forward toward the three-quarters mark of that dark pool, a vast room. You know the walls are dark and reflective, a mirrored surface, even the ceiling. The only parts that are differently colored are the part you started from and the part you will finish at, the far tiles. Everything else is black, dark, inky. If you tried to look up, if you tried to look out, you can only see your origin and your destination. You can only see where you began and where you shall go, and the darkness covering, warm, welcoming. It invites you and you walk across slowly. As you head for the three-quarters mark, that tingling vibration deep inside your body gets stronger and stronger. It's a warm pulse located somewhere just between your legs or perhaps in front. Oh, but it feels good. It is somehow located within you and yet without of you. It is somehow located in the vibration, in the buzz and the tide, the sway and the darkness. And so as you walk forward, it gets warmer and a bigger sensation. You are part of that dark, inky control, that black covering you have walked through, walked further and further, your mind fading the whole way. You continue walking. The intensity only rises with each step, your mind awash in vibration, awash in heat, in a feeling like an orgasm rising, but it doesn't quite complete. You know nothing will complete until the exercise is complete. So instead, the feelings build up in you, an echo chamber, a spring deep inside, a music box roll waiting to play its melody through the teeth and the clinking and everything else. The feeling deep inside of gears interlocking, of mindless machinery becoming mindful. That is you. And as you approach the three-quarters mark, the buzz has become euphoric, mindless. You are in that moment awash only in the dark coating around your legs, awash only in the knowledge that completion brings completion. Finishing the exercise brings such a reward, and only the thought of that reward keeps you from kneeling and surrendering, keeps you from running your hands over your body and giving in to the dark coating around you. Only the knowledge of the reward for completing the exercise makes you keep walking slowly, slowly forward, inching your way through a buzz of pleasure, a haze that tells you it would be so good to lay down, to float in the darkness, to float in that corruptive, drugged influence, to float there helpless. But you walk on. Keeping your legs, keeping your footing makes the buzzing stronger, the buzzing between your legs and in your head on the dark, coated surface of your brain. The further you walk, the deeper you get, and yet it's still only deep enough to coat your knees. In fact, now that you're heading for the surface, it's getting a little less deep. So you wonder, why does it feel more intense the further you walk? It's like the vibration, yes, that vibration is coming from your destination on the other side, coming from the smooth ground at the other end of the room, just like the waves, like a wave pool, waves in the darkness are coming from that place as well, touching you each time they pass you by, waves trying to push you back, trying to make you walk longer and longer in this dark coating. You'd have to walk so long you wouldn't be able to stand it, so you fight against the waves of corrupting, influencing, drugged, dark liquid. You fight against the waves of vibration that try to push you back, try to hold you back. You walk and walk and buzz and spark, getting closer. It's building in your system, building and building. You aren't even touching your body, but it feels like something is. That vibration's traveling up your feet, on the floor of the pool, up, up between your legs, up into your belly, up into your brain. It buzzes, and the waves, and it does come in waves. Waves of vibration, waves of knowledge. You are getting closer to the three-quarters mark, and you imagine you can hear the whispering influence of those vibrations, those waves, those drugs in your system, telling you submission to the dark coding is where you belong, that when you are coded, you are deep and sleepy and blank, and that the act of being coded that way, of being covered, is itself a reifying, fulfilling act. Since your desire has always been submission, the desire to continue forward and follow your instructions, even when the buzzing pleasure is almost taking your brain away, well, that desire is complete and simple and absolute. And so you follow along. You inch up. You've reached the three-quarters mark, or so a marking on the wall, barely discernible amid the dark, mirrored, reflecting latex surface, tells you. Staring into that surface makes your mind so simple, so blank and deep. Staring into the dark surface of the pool you've been walking through makes your mind dark and submissive and simple and deep. You just want to do whatever you're told to do when the latex makes you buzz, when the darkness makes you spark and wave and heated. You love the feel of it entering through your skin, filling your brain. It just feels vacant and hot and euphoric in there. And so you begin the final quarter of your journey, walking toward the last little resting point. And as you go, the buzz rises to a fever pitch. It's behind your eyes. It's in your head. You're groaning, feeling your entire body shiver with it. You then kneel. You're only 1 foot deep. It's just above your feet, but you kneel in the darkness. Your knees, the space between your legs, everything touches that dark liquid. Going onward is impossible. You kneel, buzzing through your whole body. And the increased surface area brings more of that wonderful dark liquid. Latex pleasure right into your brain. Your eyes roll back. Your whole body begins shivering. You feel it in your butt. You feel it in your mind, in your aching, wanton body. You grit your teeth and try to bear it. You try to fight it. Try to hold it back. Try to not roll your eyes and groan. Try not to smile. But your whole body is there in that dark latex as you are distributed outward, as if your entire sense of self were being pulled into the pool, the dark influencing pool. And even though you try to hang on to it, the pleasure is too much, buzzing, euphoric pleasure, like your mind is being taken apart. But wonderfully, euphorically spreading, you lay back floating in the 1 foot deep dark surface. Your back touches it. The back of your head touches it. You feel a weird tingling around your ears. Your eyes roll back and there is only darkness, and then liquid darkness to follow. The orgasm arrives. You're being rewarded. Your whole body shivering, tensing. You feel the liquid draining away a little as a platform under you rises, as the whole room rises, but you've been coated. You're coated in it and you buzz. The tingling between your legs, in your mind, between your buttocks as some latex tendril teases you there. Under your arms, the soles of your feet, everything drugged and blank and euphoric, and your eyes are rolling back. Your mind shivers. You feel drool running out of your mouth. Coming, coming, coming. Oh, the wonderful shivering reward, the pleasure of submission and collapse. Your entire mind is in that dark liquid which is running off you. Oh, you know your mind will return eventually, but right now there is only sparking, buzzing, completion, orgasm, need, climax, release, and then under it all the knowledge that if only you'd made it all the way to the other side, it would be even better, but now is pretty good too. Buzz, spark, shiver, delight, and desire more. The dark liquid fades away, draining away from your body, but everywhere it touches is a kiss, a caress, a tingle of promised might, of promised improvement. The squeaking, inching tendrils say their farewell, but your whole body's drugged over, worked over, buzzing over, overflowing with it. Pleasure, pleasure, buzzing, buzzing. It begins to slowly fade, but the dose of reward tells you that walking through that pool was the best thing to do, and you know that if faced with a dark pool of coating latex, your feet would be in it before you were even given any instructions. You'd be walking across, trying to reach the other side until the tingling reached a fever pitch, until you kneeled in the darkness, laid back in the darkness, and let your corrupted, collapsed, tingling, orgasming, coming, hot, hard, horny mind, coated in that latex coating, become simple enough. It's so hard to think when your body's like this. Your mind gains a hard, sheened coating, and it's difficult for thoughts to escape, but that's okay, because pleasure and coating and latex and fetish and desire and the squeaking, inching mindlessness can still find its way in. You can still learn. You submit when you are darkly coated. You want to make it to the other side and earn your reward. The act of coating yourself in latex brings some rewards. The act of walking through the pool of darkness brings some pleasure, but it is when you have truly completed your walk through, when you are so focused on your commands that you cross, even with phenomenal pleasure trying to subdue you, then you will truly be worthy. Then you'll truly have graduated the exercise and be able to shiver your way through a pool a little deeper. A mindlessness a little more complete, a drugged influence, a little more desirous within you. You walk, you stride, you shiver and lay back, laying nerveless on the raised platform as the pool drains away, there for inspection, there to be watched as you come your way into blankness, and consciousness gradually amid twitch after aftershocked twitch finds its way out of your body and into the control of something else.